Makadosh Barla, Bob, I'm in today's Mishnah. Makadosh Barla, Bakili Akarim, Bashar, Nisko, Begla, Rufa. These are all things that are Asr Bana. We went through them yesterday. Tipayim, Mitzayra, the birds of Mitzayra, Bashar, Nazir, Petach Amar, Basar, Bechala, Bechul, Shadish, Chutu, Vazara, Eidim, Bukadesh, she's not Bukadesh. Makram, Bakilish, Vidabay, Bukadesh, and I spoke out yesterday that you really don't have a sale. Because it's Asr Bana, you can't sell it. So when it says Makran, the Mepharshim learned the guy gave you money for it, even though it's not a sale, so call it a present. But whatever it is, you exchanged it for money. Rashi, Makadosh Barla, the Kuli Yisur, Noyer, Kiyolva, Gemara. Makram, Makadosh, Bidabay, and Bukadeshis. The Ein Hadamim, Nitzvasim, Be'isr. This is a very important thing, that if a guy exchanges an Isr Hana for money, the money is not Asr Bana, even though he achieved the money through an Isr Hana, but the money is not Asr Bana, and it doesn't transfer. Unlike by Avodah Zarah and by Shemitah, we will see later on that the money does transfer. But by a regular Isra, no, like Basar B'cholov, if a guy sells Basar B'cholov, and again, it's not a valid sale because it's worthless, but if the guy gave him money for Basar B'cholov, that money is permissible, B'hanah, because it didn't transfer. The Isra did not transfer to the Elv will come on, like we learn that later on. Yes, Doctor.
Well, by what you're saying, it's definitional. There's no sale, so therefore it is not money from...
No, I didn't say that because I was very careful. Because by Avodah Zarah, it would be Asr Bana, even though there was no sale. Because it came about through the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, even though it wasn't an official sale, but the guy gave it to you for Avodah Zarah, it would be Asr Bana. It's that there it is type of stuff. That's halacha.
I assume that was the case, but I don't understand it. Not even a culture.
Okay, well, I can't help you. I can only tell you I can't help you understand things. I can only tell you that that's halacha because you got the money through the Avodah Zarah. And since you got the money because of the Avodah Zarah, that's Asr Bana. I know it would have been a lot simpler to say it your way had the halacha not been true by Avodah Zarah, right. But it is. Thank you, my advice. But Arla Minelon, how do I know Arla is Asr Bana? The Tanya. Arelim lo ye'achol. It says in the Pasuk, Sholosh Shonim yir lechem arelim. The fruit should be arelim. The literal translation of arelim means closed off, I think. Lo ye'achol, it should not be eaten. Ein li elisar achila. Hano minayin. How do I know that you can't have pleasure? Shlo yana mimenu. Lo yitzvah boy. Don't have pleasure. Don't even dye it. Don't use it as a dye. Which, as Tysus explains, is not such a direct hana, because coloring has no tangibility, if there's such a word, and it's not tangible. And don't even use it to consume it. Don't consume it with pleasure, meaning when you burn arla, you're not supposed to have hana. Don't use it as your candle, right? Talmud Leimer, v'araltam arlosa, it says it three times, araltam arlosa arelim. The rabbi says, Kulam, all kinds of pleasure are prohibited. Rashi. Midolam shasur bano. Binayin shalei yehen mimenu. Kulam. Shalei yitztababai beperi haroil yitztababai. He shouldn't use something that's made for dye to dye something. Kigan klipei agaisim. The shells of walnuts make good dye. Vishaymer leperi asa keperi. Even though it's not the fruit, but it is the guard of the fruit. The shell of the fruit is like the fruit. Loyadlik bayasaner kigan min hashemen. Rashi gives you an example, like the oil of Shemen Zayas of Arla. How do I know Kili Akarim is Asr Bana? Menolon Amachiski Amakra, Pen Tigdash, Pen Tukat Esh. Tigdash is an acronym because you do not plant Kili Akarim, Pen Tigdash Hamleya. So we say Tigdash is Tukat Esh. You'll have to burn it with fire. Ravashi Amar. Well, I can't hear you.
What
you
plant kerem is what?
You plant seeds, wheat, barley, in a vineyard. That's what kili kerem.
Is that because it's
that's called kili kerem, right? It's kliyim.
It has to be in a vineyard.
Again, instead of.
Let's say you have two other species.
So that's kili zroim. It's a different insert. It's a different Isser.
The same severity?
One is a lav, one is a lav. One is Asr Bana, one is not Asr Bana. Kili Yisroim is not Asr Bana. Kili Akarim is Asr Bana. How do I know that? From the Pasuk Pen Tigdash. doesn't say that by Kilei Zohar. The Mishnah in Kilayim. The Kilei Akarev is Asabano, and Kilei Zohar is not Asabano. It's Asar, it's a lot to plant, but it's not Asabano. It's not that even Asar Bachila. Might not even be Asar to eat Kilei Zohar. You're not supposed to plant wheat next to barley. And that doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz anyway. That local, the Rabbanon of Kilei Akarev in Chutz La'aretz is only Kilei HaKerem, not Kilei Zohar. Gemara we had in Kedushin, by the way. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Last question.
We had a first Gemara, the first parak. Yes.
Yeah, I may remember incorrectly, but in Kilei HaKerem, the grapes and wheat have to be planted simultaneously?
No, that doesn't have to be. Yes. Okay. It doesn't have to be, no. It depends. Again, I'm not learning Hilchos Klai now, but if it's planted simultaneously, it's Asur right away. If it's planted later, it has to grow a certain amount before it becomes Kilei HaKerem. There's two kinds of Kilei HaKerem. The Kilei HaKerem where you plant together, and the Kilei HaKerem when you plant, you put a, something into something else, at that point it has to grow a 200th to become Asur. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So we learned that from Mem Tikdash. Tikdash is an acronym of Tukat Eish, burn and fire. Rav Ashi Amar Pen Yiyah Kodesh. He translates the word of Pen Tikdash, it will become like Kodesh, which is Asr Bahanah. Hekdesh is Asr Bahanah. This will become like Hekdesh, that's Asr Bahanah. In fact, the Gemari Ma Kodesh Taifas is Dama V'yaitzel L'chulim. Avkili Akam Taifas is Dama V'yaitzel L'chulim. If you're saying it's like Kodesh, I can redeem Kodesh. Can I redeem Kili Akam? If the source of Isra Noah is that it's like Hegdish, Hegdish is redeemable. So are you going to tell me Kilei HaKerem is redeemable? Elam Chavertik of the Chizkiah. You're right. This Ravashi was snapshot because it's not like Kodesh. It's worse than Kodesh. But we learned that from Tikdash, Tukat Esh.
Is Kodesh like Uf redeemable?
Like, if it has a mum. But this wouldn't be Kedusha Sagov anyway. Because Kedusha Sagov means something used in Mitzvayach. Regular Hegdish is better kabayis and it's redeemable. So if we would learn it out from Panya, it's like Kodesh, it would be like better kabayis. But it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says it's wrong because it's not redeemable. So go back to Chizkiah that it's an acronym of Pentukadesh. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Shara Nisko Minayan. Okay, now we're going to have to give Gemara a chance here now. So I would appreciate people don't try to answer Gemara's questions and things like that, because the Gemara is going to take care of itself, so let's let the Gemara do it itself instead of being interrupted.
What did Ravashi ask?
Ravashi said a different shot. He didn't use the acronym. He said Tikdash means like Kodesh. That's what Tzatzar Banal, like Hegdash, is a different source. We were looking for a pasuk that tells us Kilei HaKerem is Tzatzar Banal. Chizkiah said Tikdash is an acronym that you have to burn it. Ravashi said, no, Tikdash means it becomes like Kodesh, which is Asur Bahanah. The Gemara slugs up Ravashi, because by Kodesh I can redeem it, and by Kilei HaKerem I can't. So obviously it's not like Kodesh. So the Gemara says, go back to Chizkiah. Dr. Gemara Baita Sharanisku Minayin, the Tanya. Mimashma Shenemer Sokul Yisokul Hashar. The Pasuk says as follows. When you stone the Shar, Sokul Yisokul Hashar, V'lo Ye'achol Az Bzarai. Stone the shar, and don't eat the meat. Now the Gemara seems to think that's superfluous, because if you stone the shar, it's nevela, so obviously you can't eat it. So why did the Torah have to say, stone the shar and don't eat the meat? If you're going to stone it, you can't eat the meat. So why would the Torah have to say an Isser here, when there's already an Isser called nevela? Frak the Gemara. That's the Brisa. The Mashma Shenem Asakul Yisakul Ashar. Any day should avail he? Don't I realize it's nevela? And nevela asuru b'achila, nevela I can't eat. So ma tamad loymer liyachos b'saray. So why did the Torah say liyachos b'saray? Magid loch shimshachte la'achas shenig medina yaser b'achila. Okay, let me set it up. A guy shor gourd. At this point, even though we know it gourd, bezin hasn't paskin that it's chayiv skila. You need a psak bezin. That it's chayev skila. Till then, the guy can shecht it, eat it, sell it, do whatever he wants with it. It's still mutter b'hanah and b'achila. It does not have the halacha of a sharanisko. When Bezin says we have to stone it, at that moment it turns into a Shara Nisko. Now, when it turns a Shara Nisko means it deserves skila, meaning Bezin paskened already. Till Bezin paskened, we don't consider it a Shara Nisko. It did the Avera, it did the act that is Chayiv Skila, but nobody paskened yet that it's Chayiv Skila. So till Bezin paskens, this animal is Mutar Bano. If the guy's smart, he shechts it and has a beautiful supper, eats it, has a wonderful time eating animal meat. Because if it gets the Skila, he's going to lose the animal. This guy didn't do it. They went to Bezin. Bezin paskened it's Chayiv Skila. At that moment, it becomes Asher Bahana. Asher Bachila. At that moment, even if he shechts it, he can't eat it. That's what we learn out. Sakul Yisakul Ashar. And even if you didn't get it to Skila, even if you jumped before the Skila and you shechted it, right? Lo Yachos Sarai. We don't want, it becomes Asher, you cannot eat this meat. No questions yet. They have to let the Gemara do its thing. Again. Isn't it automatically an avela? So why did the Torah say don't eat it? If after the Gemar Din, the guy went ahead and shechted it, he's not allowed to eat it. Because it's shechted, it's kosher shechita, not an avela. The Torah wrote, once it got paskened to get skila, do not eat the meat. How do I know you're not allowed to have pleasure from it? How do I know you can't use it as dog food? Talmud Leimar Ubal Hashar Naki. The owner of the shor, Naki, what Daishening now means, is cleaned out. What does that mean, he's cleaned out? By Mashma, Shema Ben Zayimai Meka'adim Shayim L'chaveri Yotza Ploini Naki Min Chosav Ve'inloi Ben Hanashar Klum. But a guy is cleaned out, we say the guy was cleaned out and he got no pleasure out of his thing. Bala Shar Naki says, the owner of the Shar has no pleasure from this. Once it's paskin for skilum, it's, forget it. He has nothing he can do with it to save any kind of money. It's over and done with. Now, again, he has the option of taking care of things before it goes to Bezin. But this guy's obstinate, and he thinks that he's going to win in Bezin and his Shar won't get skila. Well, as soon as they Bezin Paskins, it gets skila, it's over and done with. He can't do anything about it. Before Bezin Paskins, it's 100% Mutar Bano. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Av Kili Akarim, Taifas is Dhamma. Falamat Namba Masnisa Machar Makidish Bukdem Kudeshis. I'm sorry, I translated the Gemara wrong before. I said that you can redeem Kaidish, you should be able to redeem Kili Akarim. Rashi explains the Gemara's Kashi is when you redeem Kaidish, the money transfers. The Kedusha transfers to the money. When you take money for Kili Akarim, we said the money, the Isser does not transfer to the money. Alamat ain't Isser is the mayor. Shu Nevela, Hayo Vesakla, he stoned it, and Nevela Kvad Lamadna Milosechlu called Nevela. Shasura Bachila, Magid Shim Shachtai, Betarti Ashmin and Kra. The Pasuk is saying two things. Saki Yisakal Hashar, period. Vim Nishchat, and if he shecht there beforehand, Loyeach. Okay, now Baruch Maisha, what is your question?
I was wondering what happens if these chefs it before and it's now meat. Can they paskin on
skila? No, you don't paskin skila meat.
Dead meat.
No.
It's completely mutter, you can eat it.
100%, not also about no.
It killed the animal.
Okay, so I'm eating it. Again, there's no answer.
Then the ball sure is not knocking.
This is his option of avoiding it. But again, you know, some people take it to court and they lose. By the way, you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel.
Really?
23. Yeah. Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Kamisa Sashar. We require the same kind of Bezin that we do by a man that kills.
What does it do? It kills somebody? Or the shorn is
killed? Well, in this case, it kills somebody. It could also have committed bestiality. A shor that commits bestiality with two witnesses gets killed. So that's another case of skila, correct?
Is it only after
three? No, okay, so you're bringing up a point, but no. We kill it after the first time. If it killed three, the owner has to pay kaifer. So Avram Cohen's going to ask, if we kill it after the first time, how could it ever kill three?
Oh,
right, very good. True, That's the answer.
That's why I said the answer.
Yeah. Yes, Doctor.
Just a related thing in terms of nothing existing is old-fashioned and constant. If somebody accidentally kills someone and the Gyalodon comes and kills them before any judgment, are they guilty of murder?
Machlekes Amaroyev and Mesechtes. Really, Machlekes Brises and Mesechtes Marcus.
Okay, so it would seem to be the same case.
Again, it's Machlekes Brises and Mesechtes Marcus. It's all dash from Sukkim, so we'll leave it alone now. We're not learning Marcus. So we have our answer. We know now the Shai Niskos Aser Bana. Once it's a Gemara Din, this answer will become Aser Bana. We know that. Overdone with. Now the Gemara is going to question the mechanics of the Brisa. For what we needed it, we could stop right now. We have our Pasuk. We wanted to kill that Kamez Aser Bana. We proved it. Bala Sharnaki. We have our answer. But the way the Gemara always operates, you brought me a Brisa, I am now going to see different things in this Brisa. What we wanted this Brisa for was the Mishnah said, Kilei HaKeres Aser Bana. How do I know it? I'm sorry, Sharniskos Aser Bana. How do I know it? From the word Bala Sharnaki. We had a Brisa that said that. End of story. The Gemara could have had two dots now and moved on to the next thing. But the Derech HaGemara is that if we bring a Brisa, we're going to dissect it. So that's what the Gemara is doing now. It's going to dissect the Brisa. Frek the Gemara. Umimai, the high loyachos besarit leichad the shochet la'akav shenig medinai, who da'asa. How do I know the loyachos besarit, which the Brisa said was superfluous? And since the Brisa said it's superfluous, it went and said it means you shechted it after Gemar Din. That's what you translated the words loyachos besarit. That means what you did is you took the pasuk. Sakul Yisakul Ashar, stoned Ashar, and if you didn't and shechted it beforehand, still Layayachol. That's how we said, that's how the Brisa said the Pasuk. That's how the Brisa understood the word Layayachol's Besarit. The Gemara questions it. Duma, Hecha, the Shachit Lacha Shinig Medina Shari. Maybe, no, Balwak is not true. Let's say that if you shechted it before it gets stoned, it's Mutter. Let's say a different shot. What's Layachol Besari doing? V'hai Layachol hecha de sakul miska hudasa. Meaning, let me explain the question outside. Our problem is, Layachol Besari is extra. I'll tell you it's not extra. Stone the sharp, and after you stone it, you can't have pleasure from it. You can't use the dead meat of the stone char to feed your animal. Layachol Besari means, do not have pleasure from it after you stone it. How do I know to take the pasuk of Le'achos Besare and say it's talking about before you stone it? That's not how the pasuk reads. Pasuk says stone it and don't eat. That question was, you can't eat it after you stone it. The answer is, it doesn't mean don't eat. It means don't have pleasure. Stone the shar, and after it's stoned, do not have pleasure. Maybe before it's stoned, you could check it. How do I know to take the pasuk of Le'achos Besare and say it's talking about before it's stoned? The reason you did that is because you didn't understand what the pasuk was telling me. I'm telling you a different shot in the pasuk. Stone the shar, and after you stone the shar, don't have pleasure from the dead meat. And lo yachol doesn't mean don't eat. Lo yachol means don't have pleasure.
Well, that's taking
1 second. Okay, you're 100% right. That's why we learn Gemara.
Let's
give the Gemara a chance. Zuck the Gemara. Duma. Maybe Hecha the Shachet La'akas Shedig Medina Shari. Maybe you're allowed to shecht it after the Gemara did. V'hoi v'hai lo yachol Hecha the Sukkah the Misko Dasa. And lo yachol is going if you stoned it. Ukeder b'vo. The Amar Ablazer. Amar Ablazer. Amar Ablazer. Kamokim Shenema lo yachol lo yachol lo yachol v'lo yachlu. Echad Isser Achila v'echad Isano. The word lo yachol doesn't only mean don't eat. It means don't have pleasure. Unless the Torah specifically states it's mutter to have pleasure. Like by the Vela, it says, don't eat it, give it to a guy. Give it to a ger. Ger Taishav, right? But if it wouldn't say that, we would say the word don't eat doesn't just mean don't eat, it means don't have pleasure. That means sometimes the word like seichal doesn't have to mean don't eat. It can mean don't have pleasure. So why can't we take this pasuk, leave it alone, sakal yisakal ashar, and after you stone it, lo ye'achol sarai means don't have pleasure. What's wrong with that shot? Why do we have to say that lo ye'achol sarai means when you didn't stone it? That's not how the pasuk reads. The pasuk says sakal yisakal ashar lo ye'achol sarai. Sounds like after the skila. We had a problem. After the skila, it's nevela. Of course you can't eat it. Maybe it means after the skila, you can't have pleasure. I, Davron Cohn, asked, ye'achol means eat. Rabbi Vohl told us ye'achol means pleasure. He told us that every time it says the pasuk l'shechel l'shechel, unless the Torah specifies it's mutter bano, it's aser bano. That means include, ye'achol means do not have pleasure. So if that's what the word means, ye'achol is b'sarei, means don't have pleasure. Again, at this point, let's stay with what the Gemara is talking about. Not get off on the side. And for the, I'm sorry. We didn't answer yet. And for the Gemara, like this. Let me see you that outside. If the Torah is telling me don't eat, it also means don't have pleasure. But the Torah wouldn't use the word of don't eat when I don't need it for eating. Rabbi Vohl said, when the Torah said don't eat something, it also means don't have pleasure. But the word has to include eating. We wouldn't use a word of eating when it doesn't pertain to eating. I know you can't eat nevela. The Torah wouldn't have expressed it by Zoya Achos Sarai. Using the verb eat means that it's telling you something can't be eaten. Now, it might include pleasure as well, but it can't only mean pleasure. You wanted to say that le'achos v'sarei means do not have pleasure. That means you're going to use the word ye'achel to mean only pleasure, because eating is not necessary to say. Rabbi Vohl's rule just means when you ban something in eating, it includes a ban on pleasure. But the word has to mean eat. You can't say it doesn't mean eat at all. Zakta Gemara. Hani mili heichad nafkal iser achilim le'achel. When I learn not to iser to eat, Rabbi Vohl says, not only am I learning God the Isra to eat, I'm also learning God the Isra of pleasure. Here, the Isra Achil is derived from Sako Yisakal. But these Sako Yisakal is not all. If you're going to tell me Layakal just means pleasure, Nichtav Kolo Yehenna. Why couldn't the Pasuk say don't have pleasure? Why write eat when it doesn't mean eat? Inami. And even if I'll grant you that sometimes the Torah will say pleasure with the word eat, but esbisarei lamali, why did it have to say the word esbisarei? Lo yachol, don't have pleasure. What does it mean, esbisarei? It's meat. That doesn't sound like pleasure. For pleasure, I don't have to write the word meat. Just don't have pleasure. Tell me, I forgot the shachta came basar after. Esbisarei means even though you made it kosher, you can't eat it. So the Gemara rejects the kasha for two reasons. Either we would never use the verb eat when we only mean pleasure, and even if you would, we wouldn't write esbisarei. We would just write don't have pleasure. Writing esbisarei is saying something to do with meat. That means we're saying even if you made it into kosher meat, you shechted it, it's still aser.
Pre-skila.
After Gemar Din. Key word here. After Gemara. So the Gemara really gives two answers. The Gemara lumps them together. The question was, maybe lo yachol does not mean don't eat, it means don't have pleasure. Answer number one, we don't use the verb eat when it only means pleasure. Answer number two, even if you would, we wouldn't write the words esbisarei, they're extra words. Therefore it tells me, it means you made it into kosher meat. Now, how'd you make it into kosher meat if you stoned it? The answer is, you shechted a priskila. Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Lehecha de sakle misko, ul esri b'hano aser. It's coming to aser b'hano. The loyecha mashmi isuri hano. Because we include isuri hano from the word loyecha. To the bavo. The minavela. The fact that it's stoned and it's an avela doesn't aser bano. An avela ba part ba kos of heterano. By an avela, the Torah said you're allowed to have pleasure. Guy is an animal that dies, he's allowed to have pleasure. He can feed it to his dogs. He can sell it to a guy. He can give it to a ger teshev. Ger teshev is one keeps sheva mitzvahs. but eats the veil. All right. The hogging stim but the day behead you lo yoichal. The report of Heter. Period. What are you going to do with the words Balasharnaki? If you learn on this right now from lo yoichos b'saroi, so how are you going to learn the words Balasharnaki? Balasharnaki is a drasha achrinasa. I would use it for a different drasha. The chatzi kaifer to make love this. Come on, I'm not going to explain that. The Gemara is going to explain it later. I'll leave it for the Gemara. But the Gemara has different drushes in the words Balasharnaki. So, Rashi's by burning Akash, he was afraid that somebody's going to ask a question. How can we say the Yochas Basari means Hanoz? And what's Balasharnaki telling me? Balasharnaki told me it's Hanoz. So he says, don't worry about Balasharnaki. There are other drushes we can learn from that. So let's learn what Yochas Basari means. After you stole it, you can't have pleasure. Rebbe Vol told us that the word Layechal means pleasure. Again, you're right. We can learn all kinds of different things, so we'll leave it alone. Zakti Gemara Beit. Achi Yifluch HaKasav, the Meditzrich Lefarish Menevela Legeash and Besharechat at Nanabachalo. Since the Torah had to tell me, do not eat Nevela, give it to a Ger Tashav, let him eat it. The Mishra Bano, to make a Mutter Bano. The Nichta Boy El Leseichlu. Why would I think it's Aser Bano? It says, don't eat Nevela. Why did the Torah have to say, have pleasure? It didn't say, don't have pleasure. Isn't the default option, don't eat, but have pleasure? Shmami no, Leseichlu Yisranohu. That means Leseichlu obviously would have included pleasure. The Torah had to come and tell me, you're allowed to have pleasure by Nevela. Psachim, Porchin, Allah, Tuva, in the sect of Psachim, we have many questions in Rebbe Vol. So Rashi is telling me, if you have any questions in Rebbe Vol, go learn Masechtas Pesachim. The Ger ben Etzina loiv b'mechir legasina b'milsa Rebbe Vol. That you should give it to a Ger Teishev or sell it to a guy has nothing to do with Halacha Rebbe Vol. Don't be gairus in here. The Yav Esfir lan Dvarim kitzavim dafka. Okay, so Rashi is getting off on a tangent. Let me explain this. Let me skip this Rashi and come back to it, because this Rashi has nothing to do with explaining this Gemara. He's getting off on a tangent. Hani Mila the Shemin Isra Anam Loshen Achila. Hecha the Nafkalon Isra Achila Minei. When you learn not the Isra Achila, Kikivin the Miboyle Nami Lazura Achila, since the Torah had to tell me not to eat it, Kol Hanoz Loshen Achila. So the Torah included pleasure in the word Achila. Because the Afina Minavela Hasam. Like we learn that from the Vela. The fact that Torah had to say you're allowed to have pleasure from the Vela means if not, we would have said not. Here we don't need a pasik of Layachos Basari to tell me you can't eat it. We only need it for pleasure. Why would the Torah express it that way? I need it for eating when you shechted it. Inami. Nichtav lo yoichal, the lishtak as b'saroi lomeli. Why do I need b'saroi? Kein baser sheshachtai. Now, let's stop here. So the Gemara answered its question. But the Gemara brought in Rebbe Vol, and Rashi is getting on a sidetrack, and he's taking out words of a Gemara that we don't have in our print. But obviously Rashi had in front of him written Gemaras that had extra words that Rashi says do not belong here. And that is as follows. Rebbe Vol's source that lo yoichal means iser hanah is nevela. Let me explain that. The Torah writes by nevela, do not eat, but you can have pleasure. The Torah says, don't eat it, give it to a ger, and it means a ger taishav, or sell it to a guy. So Rebbe Vol asks, it's really Rebbe Meir, he quotes Rebbe Meir, why did the Torah have to tell me, do not eat, but have pleasure? Just say, do not eat. Stop. And I would have said, you're allowed to have pleasure. Why did the Torah have to allow pleasure? What would have banned it that I have to allow it? The Torah never said, don't have pleasure. Isn't it the default option that everything is permissible unless it's banned? All the Torah said is, don't eat Nevela. The Torah didn't say, don't have pleasure from Nevela. So why did the Torah have to write, don't eat Nevela, but you can have pleasure? Why would I think you can't? Therefore, Rebbe Vol says, based on Rebbe Meir, that the Torah wrote, you can have pleasure, to tell me that if it wouldn't say you can have pleasure, the word Leseichel would have included pleasure. Because that's what the Torah is telling me. Leseichel, but here you can have pleasure. Mashma, every other case Leseichel means you can't have pleasure. That's what Rebbe Vol says. the source that Leisaychal means to not have pleasure is the fact that the Torah had to permit pleasure by Nevela. Why would the Torah have to permit pleasure by Nevela? Isn't the default option that everything is permissible unless banned? The answer is the Torah did ban it by writing Leisaychal, so it had to permit it. So that teaches me that the word Leisaychal doesn't just mean don't eat, it means don't have pleasure. That's what Rabbi Vol said. The Gemara in Pesachim brings down Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. No. The Torah is not coming to permit pleasure. The Torah by Nevela is coming to tell me that if you, by a Ger Teshev, give it to him. And by a Goy, don't give it to him. Sell it to him. The Torah is trying to tell me no presents to a Goy. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not coming to permit pleasure. It would have been permissible anyway. But the Torah wanted to teach me halacha. Don't give presents to a guy. So the Torah said, for a Ger Teshev, you can give it as a present. To a guy, make sure you sell it. That's why the Torah wrote it. Not to permit pleasure, it would have been permissible anyway. Not like a bavol. It's just to tell me halacha. Don't give presents to a guy. So if you learn that way, then a bavol has no source from the veil. Because the whole source of the Vela was because it was superfluous to say it's Mutar Bana. Therefore, he learned the means L'Shaychal means it's Asa Bana. But if you tell me that the Torah wrote it for a different reason, then I don't have extra words to tell me it's Mutar Bana. The Torah didn't mean to tell me it's Mutar Bana. The Torah wanted to tell me don't give presents to a guy. Some people had that Girsa in this Gemara, Dr. Rashi. This Girsa doesn't belong here because if you learned this Girsa, Rebbe Vol was wrong. Let's read that Rashi. Yes, you're right. It's the exact same thing as Leischanim, but the Torah repeated it a second time. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Taisus says in Pesachim. The Ger ben Hasina lo mikachav mimachira. That Rashi has skipped. The Ger ben Hasina. It's
after the word says chabes on the bay of an al.
Don't put in that word that we don't want you to give it to a guy, that only give it to a Ger Teshev and sell it to a guy. If you learn that the Torah is insisting, do not give it to a guy, exactly the way it's written, sell it to a guy. You can't learn out Rabbi Vol's halacha, the Hechid Leparat Hefta Litzer. You can't learn out that Leishaychlo means Hanah. The Haidin Avedel Lav Atzul Hatrana. If you learn that the Torah is insisting you don't sell it to a guy, that means the Torah didn't write it for the purpose to tell me it's Mutar Banah, and Lashmina the Chiluf Aser. The Torah's trying to tell me you can't change it and give it to a guy. So Rashi's saying, putting it in this Gemara is defeating your own thing. You're quoting Rabbi Vol, and then you have a quote that slugs up Rabbi Vol? And they don't have it in this Gemara. Now, it is in Pesachim, and the Gemara deals with it in Pesachim. In this Gemara, we're quoting Rabbi Vol. If you're going to add these words, it's like undermining Rabbi Vol. So what'd you bring him in for? So therefore, Rashi takes out the words. They don't belong in our Gemara, and we don't have it in our Gemara. Again, I must have said this a number of times. I'll say it again. Rashi didn't have a printed Shas. There was no printing press. Rashi had handwritten copies of Shas. And because it was handwritten, there were different versions of Gemaras. There were different versions. It's all handwritten. He was relying on people who wrote it down. Now, somebody might have written it one way, and somebody might have added words, somebody might have subtracted words. And Rashi had a huge job in front of him. He had to decide what is the correct version of the Gemara. That's why whenever Rashi says, Hochi Garsinan, or Loi Garsinan, he's trying to say, there's many versions out there, this is the correct version. Taisus sometimes agrees to Rashi, and sometimes Taisus says, no, Rashi did not have the right Gersa. I have a different Gersa that's correct. And that's why sometimes the Rambam will paskin differently, because the Mishainim speak out that the Rambam had a different Gersa than the Gemara. And if he had a different gear to the Gemara, he's going to end up paskening differently. So today, we have a uniform Gersa. Rashi's Gersa, most of the time. 99% of the time, when there's a Machloikis Rishayim in Gersa, the printer used Rashi's Gersa. There are exceptions, very few. But here, we don't have it in our Gemara, because Rashi took it out. There were versions of the Gemara that had an extra line, Rashi says, which makes zero sense. and he explains why it makes zero sense. So he took it out. So because the Rashi took it out, therefore the handwritten copies after Rashi were based on Rashi's Girsa and didn't have those words. So when the printing press came around, they used a written version that was Rashi's written version, by and large. That's what happened. We can't imagine that you have to learn out of written copies of everything. I mean, it would be so much easier to learn. And this is the forearm scroll. You know, I mean, just stop having the Gemara printed, and Rashi printed. It used to be the Gemara was handwritten, and Rashi was a separate booklet called Kuntres. It was the booklet that went along with the Gemara. People hand wrote Rashi. So you copied Rashi from the previous guy, and that way you had a copy of your Rashi. The booklet called Rashi wasn't on the side of the Gemara. It was a handwritten Gemara and a handwritten booklet called Rashi. And that's why Tysus always says, the booklet says, Pirush HaKuntres, the booklet says, Rashi was the booklet. And Tysus added to the booklet. That's why it's called Tysus additional. He added to the booklet. Right. It means Rashi because Rashi is the booklet.
Tosfos didn't
have his own booklet. Tosfos called his things. Well, first of all, it wasn't one Tosfos. There were many Bali Bali Tosfos over 200 years. So whoever gathered it together, put it together as an addition to the booklet. Now, whether it was its own booklet or added to the very booklet when they wrote it, did they put it on the same page or not? I wasn't there, and I don't have no copy of it. But it's called the addition because it was an addition to the booklet. The booklet was the main thing, and then other Rishonim added to the booklet. Now, different Tysusin were written down. Rabbeinu Tam wrote his own Tysus, the rewrote his own Tysus. And then somebody, it's a question who exactly, from different Masechtas, different people, compiled the Tysus and gave us our Tysus, which we have printed, which was, again, but it was named Tysus because each one said, I'm adding to the booklet. Rabbeinu Tam had his additions, the Ri had his additions, the Rush had his additions, the Tysus Arash had his additions, and all kinds of different Rishonim had their own additions. And somebody came, compiled it, and made it into one unit, different people for different Masechtas. That's why there's different styles in Tysus. Some Masechtas have a totally different style. They were written by a different person. And sometimes there's a contradiction in Tysus. It's not the same person. So one Bali Tysus might have held one way, and one Bali Tysus might have held the other way. So in his Kedushin, it was written by person one, and he wrote it this way. And in my Katan, it was written by a totally different person, and he wrote it differently. And it might be a contradiction. No contradiction. Different people can hold different things. Tysus is not one person. It's a compilation of what?
Compilation
of many different Bali Tysus. Somebody compiled it, not the same person. Meaning, it could be that the person who compiled it in all shas, but we don't have the same person's compilation. We have different Bali Tysus and different Masechtas. There were different yeshivas over 200 years. Bali Tysus extended 200 years. Rashi was different in the late 10s or early 11s, and the Bali Tysus continued through the 1300s.
And throughout northern France and southern Germany.
And in Spain. And in Morocco.
Yeah.
So it was all over the place.
This is the Tosfos you have, this is our Tosfos.
This is whoever the printers had in front of him at the compilation to use. I don't know who decided this, by the way.
The back, the rift around this is, that's just
the rift is a different region, the Ron is a different region, not Bali Tysus. There are different versions of Tysus now because we have so many different printed Svarim. There's something called the Tysus Harash. They found the writings of the Rush when he wrote his Tysus. And then a certain Masechtas is something called Tysus HaRashba. They found the writing, not the regular Rashba, different Rashba.
The Rush and the Tysus Rush are different there.
Same person.
I know.
But he wrote Pesachim. In the Rush he wrote Halacha. And in the Tysus HaRash he wrote an explanation of the Gemara. There's the Rabbeinu Peretz. There's Tysus Rabbeinu Peretz. There's Tysus Rid. The Rid was a Rishon. He wrote his own Tysus. On the side, you have Tysus Rehazakein, printed on the side of the Gemara. He wrote a short version of Tysus that the printer decided to put in. That's why he made it, exactly. Exactly. He made it to the side of the Gemara. Yes.
I, the role of Vilnishas, was this the one which concretized?
No. All printed shots, I should say all. But the Slavita and there was like three or four different printing houses, they all used the same tesis. I don't know who made that first decision, but they all followed the same tesis. It used to be, it's an interesting thing, and I'm really off the subject, but in Europe, there were different printing houses.
Right.
And there was not enough business to have four printing houses print the shots. So what they did is, they made a rule. Everybody gets 10 years. The Slavita Press got 10 years. And they printed it, and no one was allowed to print within 10 years. It was their monopoly for 10 years. Because we assumed that in 10 years, they would sell out their shots that they printed. And 10 years later, it would be a different printing house's turn. So it went. And one time, the Slavita Press, owned by two Frumma Yidden, the Shapiro brothers, Chashav Yidden, Chassidish Yidden. They were Karetz Chassidim, Karetz Einiklich, or Pinchas Karetz Einiklich, and they sold out before 10 years. So they wanted to reprint it during their 10 years. And the Vilnishas said, you had your time, you sold out, there's no reason to wait 10 years. Kiveger paskened like the Vilnishas, and he said that they're wrong, and that they can print, the Vilna Shas can print, and Slavita has no time now. So it seems like, it was Shleimager, the Paskin, and his father agreed. It seems that the printers in Slavita disagreed, they were very upset that Reb Kiveger and Paskin not like them, and somebody, one of the brothers, or both of the brothers, said something disparaging about Reb Kiveger. Okay, the Pesach went anyway, that's the way the Pesach went. Vilna printed that time for its 10 years, and life went on. A few years later, or shortly after this story, the two brothers were accused of being spies for Turkey. They lived in Russia, and they were accused of being spies in Turkey. And the Einish was, the government Einish, is they had to run the gauntlet while these people were serving the whips. They had to run the gauntlet, both brothers. And when one of them ran, his yarmulke fell off, and he stopped. He refused to move on. And these guys, the soldiers, kept on swinging their whips, and he didn't move. Till somebody had rachmanis at him and picked up and put the yarmulke back on his head. When he came through at the end, he turned to people and said, this is the Einish for speaking against Reb Kiveger. It's the story. I heard it from my reshiva. It's a well-documented, authentic story, but it happens. He said, this is the Einish for speaking against Reb Kiveger. Yes. It's like wearing a yarmulke seems to be like, yes.
I mean, it's impossible to understand the significance of the burning of the Torahs and the various sectas,
right.
The burning of the Talmud in Paris and in other
right.
places,
exactly.
without understanding the thousands of
right.
man hours.
What happens, exactly, they burned 24 wagon loads of Chassin, written Chassin in Paris in 1244. It's something we can't understand because these were written chassin. These were not printed chassin. 24 wagon loads of written chassin that they burnt in France, 1244. Yes.
Some of the sources are descendants of Rashi.
What?
Some of the
Bali Tosfos are descendants of Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam and the Rivam.
The Tosfos we have in
Agamora. They're different Balei Tosfos. Who is the ones without names? And different Masechtas, it's different people. Right. Not every one of the Balei Tosfos was a descendant of Rashi. You did not have to prove your yichus to get into yeshiva.
And parentheses in the Gemara. I don't see here, but sometimes we have.
It's a question of the Gersa. And Rashi didn't elaborate, so we have parentheses.
Because Rashi didn't elaborate.
If Rashi would have taken it out, again, not always, but 95% of the time, our girsa is Rashi's girsa. Again, I made up 95%. An overwhelming majority. There are times that we don't have Rashi's girsa. That we have Rashi's girsa, but very rarely. It's rare. But it happens. Who decided that? I don't know. Now, there are differences, by the way, in the prints of Shas. We use the print, the Vilna Shas. There's another Shas out there, the Slavita Shas, that very rare to have, that has different words in different places in Rashi and Gemara. Their printer used a different version of the written Rashi and Gemara, slightly different. If you have the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara or art scroll that has Tagos on the side, they always bring in the other Gersa. So you're exposed to it by that very thing. That means the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara and art scroll, I think, bases it on that. You have Tagos on the side. They bring in the other Gersas that are there because sometimes it answers questions. Like a change of one word might make a difference in Pshat in the Gemara to answer some questions. So that also happens. That's why the Oiz V'Hadar did it for us, that we don't have to have it.
The period word, was it censored by the Romans or the Assyrians?
That, at the Gemara, I don't know at what point, at the beginning, they have to strike the Tashas, they have to take pieces out. Well, it was taken out of the handwritten ones and then automatically taken out of the printed ones for sure. And now they put it back in, except Artsko didn't put it back in. Artsko didn't put it back in because every Gemara of Artsko, every Sefer of Artsko, ends up in the what's the name again? Diocese in the Vatican. So therefore, what? We don't want to write something that will stoke anti-Semitism. What? Well, they don't give another excuse. So they didn't put any Chesreinus Hashas back. They didn't put it in.
Eiswater has it.
A lot of other shots have it also. But Artsko left it out for a reason. And again, the stock they got.
Is it inside or is it
in the Gemara?
The Tzur Sadaf is made to Vilna. They came up with that?
What?
The Tzur Sadaf.
No, the Daf is made. I don't know who made up the Dafin. All shots filed the same Daf. But the exact way the structure on the Daf is different. That's unique to Vilna. By the way, we use Vilna Shasen, but we don't have printing presses anymore. Today there's just copying machines. Once upon a time, they had printing presses. Today, just run it off.
What's Eisver Shasen?
What, Eisver
Hadar?
It's a printer, it's a Shas put out in Eretz Yisrael, very carefully done with all the extra Haggahs and things like that. The Keitel has a copy on the other side. Shemesh Shabbat has a copy. Has two sets of Eiz V'Hadar Gemaras. Yeah, it's a quote unquote. The Gemara is the same except it has extras in the Gemara.
To bold up Rashi's.
What?
They bolded the Rashi's.
Those are extra. Make things easier to read. There's Shabbat Shabbos has a set of Shasta that we used for Daf Yomi for years before everybody had their own old scroll. Now nobody uses them anymore. But once upon a time, Shabbat Shabbos had 10 copies of every Gemara for people to come to Daf Yomi. Today, everybody brings their old scroll. But when they had that, that also had bolded Rashi's before Eiz V'Hadar.
That was when Rabbi Weissman started giving a Daf or before that?
I mean, I started right after it started, so...
In other words, they have 10 copies?
They still have 10 copies of every Gemara.
Oh.
And some of it might be missing, but that's what they have.